Welcome to the Hella Meditated Podcast with Joe Clements. Let's go. The flow of the group is we'll do a little grounding, arriving meditation, and then ask a question that makes you all uncomfortable, and you can answer it if you want to. You don't have to. I don't know if it makes you uncomfortable, but lean into the discomfort is the whole practice. And then I'll get into a topic, a little bit of a topic I'm going to bring in tonight, and then we'll do a longer meditation, usually around 7:30 or so, for about 25 minutes. And all the meditation is guided. Don't have to go in this bad neighborhood alone. I got you. And then afterwards, time for questions, reflections, just sharing your experience. A good time for community and just kind of normalizing our experience. Yeah. Any questions so far? Good enough. Okay. So just do a little arriving, just about a minute. I always like to, you know, we come into a meditation group. Okay, we're going to be meditating. Okay, let's go, whatever that means. But we get here and everything from the day, from the week, from a lifetime is here. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, so you can just feel the feet on the floor, feel the body sitting. You're sitting, you're laying down. That's what it feels like. You don't have to close your eyes. And I even suggest not closing your eyes in the beginning, especially if this is the first time in this room. Looking around the room, looking above everybody's heads. You don't have to play look away. If you make eye contact with somebody, you can give a nod or something. That's cool. But just letting your head move around in this new surrounding does a lot for the nervous system. You know, for me, it's like, okay, all right. Look safe behind me. I know where the exits are. And then when you feel that little bit of a settledness, you can close your eyes if you want to, or just rest your eyes somewhere, leave them open. And whether your eyes are open or closed, just checking into this internal landscape that you're arriving into. Feeling the busyness, maybe, of the day. The energy of the body could be restless. Maybe the mind is matching this restlessness of the body. That's okay. No part of you is not welcome here. Thoughts, emotions happen. Then let's check into what else is present right now. Shifting your awareness just to sounds, hearing the different sounds coming to you. Of course, there's preferences. You like a sound, you don't like a sound, neutral sound. Just sound in this moment, right now. Feel the body being held. This chair, this cushion. And right here in the middle of each moment, this lifelong friend, the breath, here to greet you, here to breathe you. So just welcome in that in-breath, let go of the out-breath, feel the body expand and collapse. Belly, the chest, you've arrived. This is what this moment has to offer. You can even check in with this mood, these thoughts, these emotions sometimes have this mood. There's like a mood. And in your mind, if you can just put a descriptive word, like, what is the flavor of your mood right now? What flavor comes to mind? Just the first thing that comes to mind. Could be silly. Could make no sense. Could make a lot of sense. Doesn't matter. This is the flavor of the mood. Taking another breath. Checking in with the feet, the seat, the sounds. Just gently bringing your awareness back into the room with a stretch, looking around. All right, what does arriving feel like? Anybody notice a shift just from kind of, I always notice a shift in the room. Just the whole fucking room goes, oh, so nice. What are you coming in with? What's the flavor of your mood right now? Were you able to, what flavor even just came to your mind? Didn't even have to be the mood. It's a flavor, indifference. You make a cake out of the indifference.
Yeah.
Indifference. I like it. Mine's kind of a cotton candy. It's like, I feel kind of fluffy and sweet, but it's that cotton candy that you eat too much and you're going to get sick. It's like, it's too much. And it's like, there's already parts of it that are already kind of like getting, the sugar's kind of getting sticky. So it's not so fluffy. So it's an interesting feeling I'm feeling right now. What was that? Struggle. Okay. Yep. Yep. Say that one more time. In a good way. Struggle in a good way. That was you, Jesse. It's hard for me to see a little bit back there. Got you. Asparagus with garlic butter. Yummy. I hope everybody ate already because that sounds really yummy. Yeah. Mint jelly. Yeah. Doesn't need to, no meaning. It just came. Totally. They don't even like it. Right. Well, maybe that's the mood, right? Interesting. Okay. Okay. We're vibing a little bit. A little bit of vibe. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? Appreciation. Yeah. Beautiful. Ooh, relaxing butterscotch? Yeah. Okay. I love that. You know, it's just a playful way, and I do this a lot. You see it, it's like a playful way. Like when you, even if it wasn't a flavor, whatever it was, just for a moment, you were, our mind goes to that thought, right? What asparagus and garlic tastes like. So it's like, okay, that's it, just for a moment. So it takes us out of this like, ooh, whatever. And that's why I like descriptive words to express my emotions, just talk about them, because when I say it in that way, I'm just for a moment, I'm not feeling that. You know what I mean? It might be feeling it, but my attention's not on it. And what makes us feel these big emotions is our attention is so on it. You know, it's not our fault. We think the tension and we need to figure it out and get rid of it. You notice I go like this a lot, maybe, you know, because this is where I feel it. Feel it, you know? Yeah. So just a playful way. So I wanted to start the talk tonight with a quote by Mark Twain, actually. It's interesting. I've lived through some terrible things in my life, he writes. Some of which actually happened. Anybody relate with that? The proliferation of thoughts. And the Buddha was quoted as saying, your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. Yeah. So I've been in my practice lately. You know, I teach a lot of groups and I feel like I'm always in it. I'm always in this like self-reflecting, but I've gotten off of my formal practice of just sitting and really, you know, working with the mind and not just proliferating in thoughts. And I've been finding myself really caught up in like some old thought pattern, not old thought patterns, but thought patterns that I haven't really experienced in a while. Cause yeah, so it's interesting. So, you know, the practice is for me has been getting back to the simplicity of this practice, meditation, and even like coming to what is meditation, you know? And I feel like my whole, if three words, I can put my practice into three words and kind of break it down. It's a practice of sit, feel, and heal. Sit, feel, and heal. The first part, it's just like, it's not like, okay, you sit and you feel and heal. You learn to sit and not just physically sit, but just sit with, be with what is. And that's what meditation is to me. Bringing attention to what is. Now, there's all kinds of different forms of meditation, yeah? But I think they're all pointing kind of towards the same place. There's sound bath meditations, beautiful, big old bowls of crystal bowls and stuff, different frequencies, beautiful. There's chanting meditations, just one focus, point of focus on a word over and over. There's different kind of breathing techniques. Wim Hof made it big, right? There's Wim Hof. There's all kinds of different kind of breathing kind of stuff. Movement meditations, especially like yoga and stuff like that. It's like really good stuff. But for me, in mindfulness is a whole different form of meditation. And the difference for me is these meditations, these other meditations, they're creating an experience. They're creating an experience that is pleasant. It helps the nervous system. It does a lot for the body. And, you know, I think they're great. But the thing that separates mindfulness meditation to me is it's not creating an experience. It's learning to be with experience as it is, you know? And that's difficult. Because we want to escape, you know. But mindfulness is a very, very self-empowering practice, and it points us to this true nature that is here waiting for us. We don't need the bells. We don't need all that kind of stuff to be in this world out there. I mean, I wish it'd be rad to carry this thing around, and I'm just stressed out and like fucking, I need to pick up my kid. I'm standing in fucking some line. I'm like, oh, can somebody hurry up? You know, I don't know. I could do that. You know, but if I'm standing in a line and I'm late for something, I can feel that energy. I'm like, oh, I'm stressed out. Okay, there's stress happening. Okay, I'm worried. Feet, seat, sounds, take a breath, look around. Now I can make a decision. Then I can respond. Will it be okay if I'm a little late? Probably. And then I can even sit there and play with it a little bit and investigate, contemplate where this feeling is coming from. Oh, okay. There is a core wound to everything, you know, in the subtle way. And it's funny. I stress out about being late. I used to way more. And I remember I was always late to school. I was always rushed to school and my mom would be freaking the fuck out. Like, you know, and we were always late to everything. And it, like, our family got teased because we were always late, you know? So there was this imprint in my mind, we can't be late, you know? Time's a fucking construct anyway. Sorry about the cussing. It's time's a construct. It's another talk. It's made up. Anyway, coming back. So this mindfulness practice, it gives us the tools to be with experience as it is. And it's a contemplative practice, contemplating our relationship to what we're experiencing. And first, I refer to the Buddhist practice a lot because I feel like it has a really good foundation for this and has some clear, direct kind of tools, you know? I don't feel like you need to be a Buddhist to do this, though. I don't. I heard a really cool term the other day. This person was, this guy in a band who's talking about, he was in a Hare Krishna band, and he was talking about like being a part of the Krishna culture and how he just takes bits and pieces. And he goes, you know, my dad was like a cafeteria Catholic, you know, just taking what, you know, works for him. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of a buffet Buddhist, you know? I take different parts that really work and adapt and, you know, but it's not just from the Buddhist practice, the teaching, the philosophy, all kinds of different modalities. I mean, I'll do a sound bath. Hell yeah. I'll do some awkward movement. I'll do all that kind of stuff because I'm uncomfortable doing it. And if it's uncomfortable, I probably should lean into it, you know, just check it out at least. Then maybe I don't need to do it. Hello, friends. What's happening? Hi. Hi, Jesse. So we learn to sit with what is sit. So I just say sit because, you know, formal, we sit, we're sitting, laying down. But whether you're sitting, laying down, walking, just knowing that that's what you're doing, it's very simple, right? But we're so distracted. Because we get stuck in the feelings, we get stuck in the minutia of experience of, I don't like this, or I like that and I want more of that. On each end is suffering. The clinging, the craving is suffering. But we get to learn to experience the joy and the happiness when it's here. You know? And that's important because it's hard. If we're not paying attention, the joy and the happiness is really fucking fleeting in the mind, yeah? But the difficulties, they stick, right? So in different practices and different mindfulness meditations, we can actually steer the mind to something positive. Gratitude is great. Go to something that's grateful, you know? You're grateful for it, brings you joy. And it'll be gone quick because you're like, yeah, but remember we did that and then something happened, you know? So it's like, ah, you know, it's like, ooh, you know? So mindfulness meditation, and I think just meditation in general, it's not a goal-oriented practice, you know? We're not going anywhere. We're not looking for that light at the end of the tunnel, huh? Because there is no tunnel. There's only light and there's only dark. Yeah, that's it. You know, there can't be, you know, and we all know it. Every philosopher and poet says it. They speak to this a lot, that there's no light without the dark. There's not, you know, we need both. We need both. So how do we do this? And what is the mind? How does the mind work? I don't totally know. I have an idea. Read some books. But mostly I've had this experience. I can picture it, you know, and our awareness. So mindfulness in its basic, the basics of it is just awareness, present time awareness. So let's think about it. Awareness, focus, bringing our focus to something. Yeah. So when we bring our awareness, like let's just say we're bringing our awareness to the feet, you might be doing it right now. You wiggle your toes, you bring awareness, the mind kicks in. The mind sends information. Feet are okay. It kind of critiques the feet. Okay, feet are all right. I feel the sock. And then when the mind does that, it sends information to the brain. Feet are okay. Cool. Can relax. But what happens is we come in a lot so just triggered or just like from a life of stress, our minds are stuck. They're stuck in the suck of experience. They're stuck usually in a thought or an emotion. Yeah. Something that just sucks. So this mind is like on the fritz. So when we're feeling that, or we're just stuck in this big emotion, we're proliferating in this thought of whatever, my thing is, I did something wrong. I need to fix it. I said something wrong. I need to fix it. Over and over. How am I going to fix it? I'm going to look bad. I'm going to da da da. And I can feel this. Oh, okay. My focus is the mind is so up here. Okay. What are the feet doing? What is the breath doing? What is real right now? What is happening? And it will shift the mind. The mind will follow. Oh, the breath is just coming in, going out. You're okay. The breath is okay. Information in the brain. Breath is okay. No matter if that thought or feeling is still there, there's something that's shifting the focus, right? And so the more we do that, that's why I say, look around in the room, look around in the room, listen to the sounds. When we do this, we're checking, we're orienting to our surroundings. We're so like this, you know? So broadens and tells the brain that is the sends the functions of like rest and digest that you're okay right now. I'm making sense? And it's a practice. It's not like it's going to happen right away. Sometimes it does. You might notice that sometimes when we're leading a meditation, I'm just guiding you to your feet, the seat, the sounds, the breath over and over. You might get really tired. Might not realize that you've been hella stressed out. And the mind is like, oh, we don't need to hyper-focus on anything right now. So then it kind of shoots all that information to the brain and you're just like, oh, it's taking advantage. Hell yeah. So listen to that. You know, listen to that. The body needs to rest. The mind needs to rest. Allow it. I ain't going to judge you. If you're snoring, I might tap you on the knee. That's okay. But I kind of like snoring. And I do groups and somebody's always snoring. And then there's giggles. See, there's giggles, right? It's kind of funny. But why is it funny? Someone's snoring? It's interesting. Our perspective on things. Yeah. Contemplate. And what are we contemplating? We're contemplating this human experience. This messy, beautiful, perfect, imperfect human experience. Yeah. And I truly believe all these paths are pointing to the same thing. I've been really contemplating this, like all these different paths, spirituality, religions. To me, you know, and I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I just have my experience. You know, and I feel like it's all leading to this path that is, it's to our hearts. To connection, to love, you know? Don't need to like your experience right now, but you can learn not to hate it. And we soften, we can learn to meet ourselves with compassion, love, kindness. So that's the basics of it. And for me. And I would like to invite us tonight, you know, and I'm kind of going to be contemplating the sit, feel, heal kind of thing and just offering this in the group. You know, in the next few weeks, we're just going to beginner's mind. Maybe I'm just going to invite you to let go of everything you think meditation is. Maybe find something new with it tonight, you know? And just bring awareness to what is. Notice when the mind is getting stuck. Notice when you're in that big emotion that's here because there's something that's going to happen or may not happen. I don't know. Keep reminding yourself that right now in this moment, it's not happening. What's happening is the breath is coming in, going out. Give yourself a little reprieve. That's the practice. It doesn't mean we don't need to take care of some stuff. We do. But maybe we can take care of it with a little bit more agency, the more clarity, you know, or we actually take care of it and we don't just hide from it, you know? Yeah. We don't have to live in the past. It doesn't need to define our future, you know? big things happen? Can we meet ourselves right now? We allow ourselves whatever emotions of grieving is coming up. Never allowed to grieve, right? Or never taught. If you're angry, it's okay to be angry. If you're sad, it's okay to be sad. If you're happy, totally okay to be happy. Careful not to cling to it, though. But lean into the joy. Lean into the goodness that arises in your practice. Because I guarantee you, if you pay attention, there is some goodness that is waiting here for you. Lean into it. Rest in it if you can.
Yeah.
Any questions before we get into a meditation? And this is the beautiful thing about it. You don't need to believe me. I encourage you not to believe me. I encourage you to find out for yourself. It's a beautiful thing about this practice.
Yeah.
Anything? You good?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I want to hear one. What's up? Give me a compliment, Jesse. This is my good friend, Jesse. Okay, cool. I was a little plexing on it, but thank you, Jesse. I love it. So can I put you on blast a little bit? Okay. Jesse is a really old time friend in the music scene. That we play music and we do shows together. And what warms my heart the most by doing these groups and offering this stuff is when my worlds collide. Especially the punk and hardcore music scene, because I would keep it, you know, it's like, oh, I can't be this, I gotta be that. And it's like, no, it's all of whatever this is. And so when there's a few friends that are here that are from that scene, and I'm just like, it really warms my heart. So thank you all for being here. Everybody, but you know, especially that. So let's take just a moment to stretch if you need to use a restroom, and I'll ring the bell in about a minute. Okay? Cool. Get some tea, get some more pillows,
get your cozy corner.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So just finding a way to be that's good enough, comfortable, upright. Hey, Jesse, don't shut that all the way because it won't open from the outside. Yeah. Thank you, sir. And just taking a moment, shifting in your seat a little bit, finding a way to be that's supportive for the next 20 or so minutes. Finding a place to rest your eyes if you want to leave the eyes open. Or gently closing your eyes. And just checking into this internal landscape once again. Maybe with like a childlike curiosity. Whoa. Look at these thoughts. Look at these feelings. Maybe it's a little different from when you checked in the beginning of the group. Is there more energy, less energy? The whole energy of this mind and this body. Tingling, throbbing. Tightening, swirling. And just shifting your awareness to what else is present. What do you notice right now? The senses, these sounds. Might be some opinions. What if you didn't know what this sound was? Could you let go of the image of people playing bongos? It's just some thumping in the background. Some rhythm. Sound of the tea warming up, the hot water. Sound of my voice. Sound of the bell. Every sound has a flavor, yeah? Flavor of liking, not liking, somewhere in between. You can just notice. It's really easy to notice how the mind will send information, wanting, not wanting. But what if you let go of that? It's just sound coming and going. It's a flow, a movement of sound. Even the sounds that are repetitive. There's a rising and passing, different tones. Then letting that awareness drop. Drop down to the feet, down to the floor. Really feeling this body pressed into the floor, the seat. all these points of contact. Beginner's mind. Just awareness to what's being experienced in this moment. Sounds, touch. Can feel the way the air is touching your skin. Clothes gently resting on your skin. Your hands resting. Notice the way this air is coming in and exiting this body. Bringing a curiosity of where you notice this breath coming in. Tip of the nose, top of the lip. This breath, just breathing all on its own. Maybe you notice taste and smell. Seeing, even with the eyes closed, shapes and colors. And of course, still thoughts, there's still emotions, either coming and going or getting sticky. But it's not all that's happening right now. And this practice isn't about stopping anything from happening. What we can practice is not giving these thoughts, these emotions, all the attention. They've been taking up a lot of space. And all we can do that is just for a moment, we notice there's this feeling, this thought, it's here. Name it. Take note. Is this a plan? Is it a memory? Are you trying to figure something out? Or is the mind trying to figure something out? Let go of even trying to let go something in the past. And once you name it, shift that awareness to a place in your direct experience that feels effortless, that feels connected, doesn't have a big story. Awareness could be shifting down to the feet or the body laying, sitting. You come back to the breath. Or if you're brave enough, the sounds. This is what is being experienced right now. And see if you can just allow yourself to rest. Allow the mind to rest, not forcing the mind to rest. You bring a sense of curiosity and awe. Softening any place that is holding tension. The belly, the shoulders, the face. Allow yourself to be held. When you find yourself drifting in a thought, an emotion, like a ship drifting off to stormy weather, choppy seas, use the breath as an anchor to come home to the feet, the seat, the sounds. Feel this earth beneath your feet. Let gravity do its job. Come back home. Reminding the mind that there's nowhere to go right now. There's nothing you need to do. There's not even a better you that you need to be or become right now. You can just rest. See the mind searching for a perfect experience. This addiction of something different, something more, something less. There's only what is. Notice the coming and going of all things. This ephemeral nature of all things. No matter how many thoughts or opinions bubble up, it's not a mistake. It doesn't mean you're doing this practice wrong. That's actually an opportunity. It's actually awakening. You've woken up in a thought. It's the moment you can practice releasing the grip and returning. Feet, seat, sounds, breath. and rest. A simple practice doesn't mean that it's easy. You can use this awareness within the mind to shift, steer the mind, to reflect on something that is good in your life today. Something you appreciate, brings you joy, grateful for. The shift in the season, longer days, warm. Noticing the blossoming of leaves, flowers, spring. Being in tune with this. Nature's not forcing anything. It's just happening. So in the same way, can we just till this soil, this internal muck, plant seeds of gratitude, goodness, pull out the weeds of greed, hatred, and delusion. Greed of wanting or not wanting something more or less. Hatred of hating the way things are. The delusion that we have control over anything else but our response. We don't have to like it. We can learn not to hate it. As the breath breathes, the body rests. What is good right now? And no matter what the mind is saying otherwise, you're totally meditating right now. Whether you feel peace or not, whatever you feel, whatever you're experiencing, meeting it with awareness. Meeting yourself right here, right now, perfect, with room to grow. In these next few moments, wherever the mind is gone, see if you can gently shift and bring it back. See the sounds and the breath. And just checking in, listening if the body needs to move a little bit or stretch. Taking these next few moments to experience this shift from inward attention to outward attention. You don't need to wait for the bell. You can listen. The body needs to move. It can move. If you want to slowly open your eyes, you can do so. Or if you want to just rest for a couple more moments here, you can do that as well. As I ring the bell, just gently bringing your awareness back into the room. You did it. Whatever you did, you totally did it without doing anything. So I'm gonna do something tonight, and yeah, some of you might like it, some of you might not, but lean into it. I'm gonna share experience with a neighbor. So I want you to pair up with person next to you, just turn towards, introduce yourself. If there's, you know, you can just pair twos, or if there's groups of threes, just get a couple. Just we're gonna share experience, and then just introduce yourself and we'll wait for the prompt.
Okay.
So just take a moment to shift around. All right. So so why don't you introduce yourself to So I know you already started, but real fast, I just want to give a prompt, a little prompt. This is a practice too of listening as well. So what I would like to encourage you to do is one person just speaking at a time, and we don't need to, it's going to be hard, but no giving feedback. You know, you can nod your head and stuff like that, but just really just listening. See what it feels like to really listen to someone's experience. And the person that's speaking, just speak to something that was difficult that came up, if there was anything, something that you noticed that was interesting that you noticed, and then something that you're grateful for. All right. And just listen to that. And then once, probably a minute or so, and then I'll ring the bell, and then the next person will go. Okay. And then we'll have time to go back and forth if you want, but try mindful listening to see what it's like to just really listen. And how are you listening? Stay in your experience too. Feet, seat, sounds, breath, as you're listening, and notice. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Thank you. And go ahead. Whoever wants to go first. So the first person has like another minute to start wrapping it up. Let's just take a few moments here to wrap up whoever has gone first. And then giving a kind of appreciation for whoever spoke, person that spoke, giving some appreciation for their listener. And then the next person can go now.
That's
I'm just taking a few moments to wrap up. Okay. So there's a I think there's one or two groups that have three, yeah? So this last round we'll do the groups that have three, the third person will go. And the groups that just have two, just go ahead and have some dialogue.
Yeah.
Whatever you related to or whatever else. Okay. Go ahead. I'm just taking a few moments to wrap up. So taking a moment to wrap up and thanking people for listening. Thank you. Sharing your truths. So what was that like? What'd you notice of listening, being able to talk about your experience with somebody, of meditation, of what meditation is to you or whatever is happening? Yeah, please.
First.
Yep.
I mean,
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay.
The tipa?
No, the bongos. Yeah. So that's interesting, right? I just want to reflect on that a little bit. So knowing what it is, it was helpful, right? Yeah. So it's like, and then we can kind of, okay, you know, and then there's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe some appreciation or just it is what it is kind of thing. Yeah. Cool. And that practice, the practice of listening is so important. It's a practice. We notice like it's difficult. We want to keep responding to somebody, but Can we really listen and can we really be heard?
Beautiful. Cool. Nick, please.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Recovery. We're all recovering, discovering.
Thanks, Nick.
Normalizing experience is super important about this group, I think, you know? Who else? I'll share something. What was that like? The meditation or being able to talk about your experience with someone? Please.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's beautiful. Beautiful. That's great that you shared that. Yeah. Right? It's our relationship to the pain, not the pain itself.
Yeah.
Shift. And the awareness, is it, right? And then the mind will follow. So if our awareness is just on the pain, the mind's just going to be stuck there. But there is, we broaden it. Sometimes we don't even notice. If we broaden it just in the senses, it gives it some space. And like, oh, there is other things happening.
Yeah.
That's the practice. No destination. It's just right here.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Ginger. And thanks for sharing that wisdom too. Anybody else? So part of doing, I know it's intimidating, right, to talk about our experience with the big group. So it's like, getting to know each other is really important, and the normalizing of the experience. We don't realize, we feel like we're just going through this alone, right? And there might be, or it's just, everybody has their experiences, things happen, but we all have this unique pain, but this also this collective pain as well. It's like you don't realize, like, oh, we compare our experience so much. I would do it so much in retreats. I remember, like, I would always like look around and like, God, these people are so peaceful. And I remember there's one person, they just looked so peaceful every meditation. I'm like, I really want that. So I was like really trying. And I remember after the retreat, I was talking to this person and I'm like, man, you just look like you're just having just like, you're in it. You're just like, where'd you go? And she goes, I was fucking suffering so bad. I was in so much physical and emotional pain, and we talked forever about what's going on. I'm like, oh my God. So our perception, it's like comparing mind, so when we get to talk to each other, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. We all suffer,
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. 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 Hey. Teachers come in many forms. You know?
Yeah.
Holy, everything is a learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and we come, I'm so happy that you're all here. Like, you, a lot of you have just been showing up on Thursday night. It's so beautiful, you know? In this practice, it's a practice, right? We're retraining the mind in a way, and not to get somewhere, but just to become, it's here, become who we truly are. It's right here. It's all right here. But it takes some deconstructing, the decolonization of the mind, right? There's like so much causes and conditions. We said it last week or the week before, this uncovery group that we're in, we're uncovering this goodness that is here. But it takes patience. If there's one thing that my practice has taught me, it's just patience, you know? Because we want it. It's like, oh, I'm doing this meditation. I should be feeling better. I feel a lot more sometimes, really heavy stuff. And the deeper we go, and sometimes I think that we have these little awakenings, these shifts in our experience. And each one can be a little bit more difficult. But we stay in that pain, and there's just such a gift at the end because we're showing up for ourselves in a new way. You know, so being patient and giving yourself time, giving yourself attention. So we come here on Thursday. Great. This is great. We sat for 25 minutes. It's big. It's good. You know, but doing this practice whenever you can, if you can get formal practices, cool. I know life is busy, but even like 5 minutes, part of my practice is I'm very habitual. So there's a good practice for me. It's like I get into habits, right? Very, you know, I have my rituals before I go to bed, you know, different to brush my teeth, floss. My wife is like, can I start the show yet? I'm like, I got to do it. She goes, once you do all your things. So I put meditation in there a little bit, or just a little bit, you know, in the morning. The more we do, the more it starts cultivating and training the mind to just be in this state, not in a blissed out state, but a state of awareness where we see the little gifts. We see the teachers, like you said, like this was a teaching. It's a frustration, whatever, but I'm aware that this, whatever, you're aware, you know? You know, and we don't have to pick up the big, it's like going to the gym, right? We don't have to pick up the 400-pound deadlift right in the beginning. You're going to mess up your fucking back. Just do the baby weights, 5 minutes, a couple minutes. You know, we don't have to go into the deep emotional awareness yet. You just notice emotions are there. Touch the edges of them like a yoga pose. It's like, okay. And then shift your awareness. Like you're saying, there's the pain. Okay, here's, come out. We titrate, right? And then the next time, maybe we can go a little deeper and be curious about this emotion a little bit more. We'll get more into that. It's the feel part of this practice that I think is really important with mindfulness, is it includes the thoughts and emotions. It changes our relationship to them, but we got to get to know them first, gently, because we can get really stuck, right? So the message is, you know, I'm not a fighter, but if, you know, I was going to tell you guys, okay, I got an announcement. I have this wacky idea. Next month, I'm going to get in the ring with an MMA fighter and just kind of see what I can do, you know? And you're like, okay, you're going to go to the gym? I'm like, yeah, I might hit it a couple times, you know, before. Yeah, what would you guys say? You already see it, right? Get my ass kicked. Same thing with this practice, right? It's like we're going to get caught up in that out there, you know? So it's not just how long we can sit, you know? It's how we take it to the street, how it just becomes. We don't know when it's there unless we're paying attention. Oh, I'm feeling really spun out right now. Woo. My mind's tripping. Are my feet tripping? No, feet are okay. Yeah. Mindful moments, important. If you can get a daily practice, I would encourage you, you know, the people you talk to, if you connected, you know, see if it'd be okay to have a accountability buddy. If you want to, let's do a practice. This, you know, just see if we can do 5 minutes every other day this week or something, and just shoot a text or something. That was really helpful for me. It was a mixed bag for me. I would kind of get resentful because I wouldn't be practicing and other people would be texting. I'm like, oh, fuck. Then I'd sit and resent. Yeah, I was shamed into doing it. But it was helpful too at the same time. Shame works sometimes. What's your relationship with shame? Cool. Anything else before we end? Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Yep. Beautiful. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Yeah, please. I hope it's not triggering anything. Okay. Yeah. It's amazing what we can suffer over, right? I picked the wrong scene. Love it. All right, y'all. So a couple announcements. So the group is $10. So there's a bowl back there if you have cash, or there's PayPal and Venmo links back there. No one is turned away for lack of funds. So pay what you can, when you can, if you can. There's also, t-shirts back there for sale. You can ask Christian. Is that okay, Christian? Yeah. Christian can help you out. You can pay the same way. And there's some stickers for free. And there's also a book exchange. There's some books up there. If you're looking, something inspires you, go ahead and grab one of the books. And if you have something at home, something you read that you think it'd be helpful for someone else, bring it. Do a little book exchange.
Oh.
I think that is it. And yeah, so right now I'm streaming this stuff and we're recording it. So the recordings will be up on my website. So you can get, there's something about the talk or the meditation that you want to revisit, you can get that at my YouTube thing is Hella Meditated, or just on my site, Joseph or JoeClements.com. And, eventually I'll be streaming too, so, but we'll see. Not just to my kid. All right. Cool. So we'll end with a little offering of merits. Take a moment. In the Buddhist tradition, it's expressed that we practice. There's so much goodness that is cultivated from practicing together, but we practice not just for the well-being of ourselves, but for the well-being of all beings. So just take a moment, bringing your awareness inward. I'd like to do a little reflection on just your practice tonight. Getting here to the group, seeing people, sitting, listening, connecting, practicing. And notice as you reflect any goodness that's been cultivated tonight from your practice, from just showing up. Let that goodness sink in. Let it sink into the marrow of your being. It's well deserved. You're doing the work. Then also let this goodness ripple out. Let this goodness be for the benefit of all beings. Those suffering, hands of oppression, sexism, racism, homophobia. May we all experience peace. May all beings experience ease. All beings know true liberation and freedom, inward and outward. Thank you all. See you in another dream.
Thanks for listening to the Hella Meditated podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Stay up, stay true, be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.